I looked down at her purse with all its disconnected contents and remembered her visits to her home, rummaging through drawers and through closets. "Oh, Lord," I thought with sudden insight, "that walker and that purse are her home now." I began to understand that over the years, my grandmother's space for living had diminished like melting butter, from endless fields and miles of freedom as a child and young mother to, with age, the constrictions of a house, then a small room in a nursing home, and finally to the tightly clutched handbag and the bag on her walker. When the family sent her to a nursing home, it was the toughest decision it had ever had to make. We all thought she would be secure there. We would no longer have to worry about whether she had taken her medicine or left her stove on or was alone at night. But we hadn't fully understood her needs. Security for my grandmother was not in the warm room at the nursing home with 24-hour attendants to keep her safe and well-fed, nor in the family who visited and took her to visit in their homes. In her mind, her security was tied to those things she could call her own. And over the years, those possessions had dwindled away like sand dropping through an hourglass. First her car, sold when her eyes became bad and she couldn't drive, then some furnishings she didn't really need. Later, it was the dogs she had trouble taking care of, and finally it would be her home when it became evident that she could never leave the nursing home again.